Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
This is J.K. Broders for River Action. I've got a secret, but it's so great that I can't help but tell everybody what it is. My secret? Sunderbrook Park. Nestled in the gentle hills of farmland in West Davenport, this 50-acre park is a quiet woodland and prairie refuge. Miles of trails are shared by hikers, off-road cyclists, and horseback riders. Early on Sunday mornings, I commune with this park. One particular spring Sunday, as I begin my ascent up the steep blacktop path, I congratulate myself on all the workouts I've been doing that allow me up this lengthy curving slope without too much puffing and panting. Near the top of the first stretch, I pass the dinosaur fossils. These life-size reproductions include signs explaining the presence of dinosaurs in prehistoric Iowa. Other signs along the way help folks identify various butterflies, prairie plants, birds, and wildlife. The main path goes through beautiful wooded areas as well as prairies. As I continue along the path, mown areas open through the tall grass to the woods on either side, and I see evidence of both off-road bikes and horses. The 11 miles of off-road trails were developed and are maintained by the Friends of Off-Road Cycling. Trails are rated green, blue, and black diamond based on degree of difficulty. After passing through the big prairie, I make my way down the south terminus of the park, a challenging series of steep switchbacks. On the way down, I glance into the trees and look into deep ravines. While it may feel and look like a state park, Sunderbrook is actually a city park. The land was originally purchased in the 70s, but the park was not created until much later and named in honor of Dr. John Sunderbrook, a Davenport doctor, community leader, and lifelong West Ender. Now, on my way back, I feel my leg muscles grow taut as I begin my ascent up the switchbacks. Not having a protractor handy, I can't truly tell how steep the angles of these hills are, but the puffing and panting now begin in earnest as I near the top of this very steep series of grades. By now, the sun has made its full appearance, warming me and the night crawlers who have foolishly chosen to inch onto the blacktop. I encounter dog walkers as I near the end of my trek. Meeting dogs and their owners is pretty common on a Sunderbrook walk. I exchange a few words with a man walking a corgi and a German shepherd. "Doesn't get much better than this," the bearded man offers, to which I readily agree. 40 minutes after I began, I finish my Sunderbrook hike feeling pleasantly tired. I can't think of a nicer way to start a Sunday morning. So, now you know my secret. But here's the other secret. Don't trust your GPS to help you find the park. It will direct you to the Rockingham Road South Terminus, but the main entrance is on West Telegraph. Take Wisconsin Street South and go left on Telegraph, and you'll be hiking in no time.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK, sponsored by the Singh Family Charitable Giving Fund, promoting a diverse natural ecology through education and conservation.